Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
Can we be casual today? Hi! Happy Thanksgiving! So Thanksgiving, I don't know about you, it is like my favorite time of the year. And oh, look at this. Look how cool the youth are. They put their name on this stool. I need a stool that says Jessica. Okay. I'm going to turn it because I want to put my feet up. So it's been a nuts time already. How many of you are like in the moments of chaos in life? And you kind of feel it coming your way. Like holidays are coming. Get ready. So I just love that we do this here at Women Rock. And let me say why. Because you guys get to have your Thanksgiving now because you're the ones putting on the Thanksgiving for everybody else. So anyways, have you enjoyed it so far? Awesome. Okay, so this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I know it's so hard, but you can't talk while we're learning about the Word of God. Okay? Just can't do it. Not going to do it. Say, not going to do it. Okay, so turn your chairs. Every beautiful, lovely lady that has your back to me, stand up and flip your chair around. Help them out. We're all family. Can you girls hear me over here? Okay, I just don't know about the sound systems on the sides. Okay. I love girls. You just don't know how to shh. Okay. Where's my table leaders at? Okay. I need to see a hand at every table. Who's my table leader at each table? Whether you're a staff member or you're a trained leader. Okay. So does this table not have a leader? Keep your hands up. You guys have a leader over here? Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, sorry. I couldn't see you. Okay. Awesome. This is what, leaders, you're going to be interacting with the message today with me. Can you do that? Okay. So we normally do communion, but we're not going to do that this year. Say, aw. But let me tell you why. Because I want you to come back next Wednesday with your families at church service, and I want you to come and do communion as a family on Wednesday night. Can you guys try and get here on a Wednesday night? Is that not your normal service to come? I'm still asking you as pastor to come anyways, okay? Change up your schedule, make time for God. Because if you can take a pause out of your crazy moment of prepping for Thanksgiving and going to the grocery store and all of that to take a deep breath to tell your family, let me tell you what this does, guys. It tells your children that no matter what's going on, God is first. And when you choose to opt out of doing things by putting God first, your children see that and they don't value the things of God later in life. Okay, so that's just a for free. Okay, so make time out of your busy schedules on Wednesday to get your family gathered together and come and take communion together. Can you do that for me? Awesome. Okay, so we're going to talk, and I was praying all through yesterday. It was a busy day, great day, but busy day. Have you had those days? Great, but busy. And by the end of the night, it was like 9:30. Okay, it's going to be the word now. We're going to talk about Jesus. Elijah, can I get you and your team up here? At that time, at 9:30 at night, I'm putting my kids to bed. I'm kind of rocky. I sit in my boys' room and I rock and I read my Bible and I kind of detox from the day while they're going to sleep. And I kept saying, Holy Spirit, what is it you want to say? What do you want to say tomorrow? I haven't had all this mass time, but I know you have something for the girls. And he said, yes, I want to give the girls a Thanksgiving guide for their hearts. And so during the holidays, you know, these could be really trying times. They could be uncomfortable moments in life. You're going to someone's house that maybe you're not comfortable with. You're walking through a threshold that you have no idea what's going to hit you when you get there. Or people are coming into your home and you're just pleading the blood of Jesus over your house before they walk in. And It's just, it could be an awkward moment. You could have many awkward moments. You can have many anxiety feelings like, oh no, what's going to happen? What if they start fighting? What? And you are hosting heaven in your home, or you're going somewhere and you bring heaven with you. And so during the Thanksgiving season and during the Christmas season, I want to say to the church, let's guard our hearts, because God wants us to take this time to guide our hearts. And so these will be simple guides to guiding our heart during the holiday seasons. Something very, very simple for you guys to remember, so that when you're in the chaos of the moment, or when you're talking to that person and you're having this God moment with a family member or with a friend, just remember you're walking in his path. You're doing what he's asked you to do. You're on assignment, okay? So let's get into the word today. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, it says, this is where we're going. It's very hard. This is going to be very complicated. You ready? Always be joyful. Verse 17, never stop praying. Verse 18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I am a daughter of the Most High God, and that means that I have been commanded by God to find my joy and to not stop praying and to be thankful in every circumstance I find myself in. That is not easy to swallow. It's not easy to do, and I have failed time after time after time. How many of you can say yes? Me too, Pastor Jess. But God says it, so you know what? He doesn't tell us something we can't do. And so let's break this down. Number one, always be joyful. Did you know that joyfulness and happiness are two different things? Happiness is very circumstantial. You can be happy for one moment of the day when you're eating your favorite cookie, and then all of a sudden your kids come in and ruin the whole moment, and you are not a happy woman. You know what I'm saying? Happiness is fleeting. It's all based off our feelings, and our feelings can be very disguising. If we live life according to how we feel, guess what happens? We will fail, because that's flesh. But we as Christians and as women of the body of Christ are called to die to our flesh on a daily basis and to tap into who we are created to be supernaturally. And so when we do that, where does our strength come from? Where does that joy come from? The word of God says that we find joy in various trials. Oh, wait, this is hard because our trials are hard. They're heartbreaking. They're exhausting. The people and the relationships I have to deal with it, and the situations that keep coming my way, and want to steal our joy. It wants to rob us of the goodness of God. But during Thanksgiving and during Christmas, I want us to guard and guide our hearts, to remind ourselves to stay in joy. To stay in joy means we stay in Him. He is the author of joy. He is the author of one who gives and brings us joy. He's our sturdy, our foundation, our steady man. He's the one that will carry us through when things maybe don't look so good and they look bleak, but He is the joy of our salvation. You see, in Psalms 28:7, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust in Him with all of my heart." When we find ourselves frustrated, when we find ourselves brokenhearted, when we find ourselves in those situations that are normal for living here on this earth, remind yourself, change your perspective, and say, you know what? I'm not going to let this steal my joy. I'm not going to let sorrow and worry steal my promise and the destiny that God has promised me with this person or these things that are happening. I'm going to put faith back into it. I'm going to inject myself with joy. Lord, I focus on you right now. And Lord, I tap into your joy. Even though I don't feel it, I tap into you, God. And allow him to be your strength. Put him on. Wear him well. Step into who you are. Because you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. That means you look like him. You walk like him. You talk like him. You carry him everywhere you go. And you go, oh, wow, then I'm really going to fail him. Listen, you might have some fail moments where you snap or you lose it or you just don't act as godly as you should. You know what? Then be a godly woman. Separate yourself. Go pray it off. Come back and apologize for your personality and move on. Can you do that? Awesome. I'm sure your kids would be like, whoa, she said sorry. Okay. And it says, I trust in him with all my heart. He helps me. So many times I hear women go, well, if I don't do it, ain't nobody nobody does it. How do you? I feel that way. I feel like if I don't do Christmas or Thanksgiving, no one in my family will. Well, not my mom. But, you know, Dan could care less if it's decorated or not. But, you know, every year when I do decorate, you know, he says, oh, it looks so nice. Thank you for doing that. He complains the whole time. He's pulling on every box and having to put up every light. But you know what? You get past that and you choose the joy in it. And you get past the complaining, because don't look for your help to come from your kids or a human being. Don't look for your help to be from your friend and what you think they should do for you. Your help is not caught up in humanity. Your help comes from Jesus. And so remember, this holiday season, don't put expectations on people that will steal your joy. Because what you do not expect, you will not be sad about. Just choose to cover it with love. And what you get, and enjoy them and bring them to heaven as they come into your presence, because you carry Jesus. Okay? So, he is my help, and my heart is filled with joy. This is the last part, and then we're going to sing together. It says, I burst out in song and thanksgiving. I burst out in song and thanksgiving. And instead of us bursting out in complaining, instead of us bursting out in what the world is asking us to do, instead of bursting out because you're mad at your husband or the kids are not doing what they need to do, let's burst out because he's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords and he deserves our praise. He deserves all glory. He deserves all honor. He saved you from hell. He healed you from that disease. He's going to bring your children home. Your marriages will be restored. You see, let's burst out in song and praise and thanksgiving. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to stand up right now, and I want you to lay aside everything you came in with. You for God. Husbands, guess what? They don't overwhelm him. He knows how to speak to the men. But he also knows how to get to us. And let's sing this song with thanksgiving and with praise. I want everybody to put a smile on your face. Everybody smile. When the world looks sad, we need to look like this. When the world looks bleak, we need to look like this. Because we carry the hope of the world. We carry the joy that will be everlasting, that is sustainable, that holds our capacity, that helps us take another level and another step. So let's praise him today. Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! All right, sit down. We're going to get in the second part of this. This is the interactive message, okay? So God has said the guide for our hearts during these holidays, just simple steps, is to keep our joy, which comes from him. Number 2, in the verse it says, always be joyful. Verse 17 in 1 Thessalonians, it says, never stop praying. I want to challenge you, when you have an issue with someone, they might be coming to your space or you might be going to theirs. You might come across them at church or work with them on the job, or you might be in a position where you purposely avoid them. None of you would do that, right? Never. But maybe God is saying, there's something going on in your heart. And he's asking us as his daughters, because God expects more out of us than he does someone who's unsaved. And don't put expectations on people that don't know the Lord. That falls on you as his daughter. My son Micah, he's older than my 6-year-old son. Many times Micah wants to be equal with Titus. Oh, well, Titus this and Titus that. And what do I say to Micah? Micah, you're older. And you've already been through this discipline. And you already have conquered it. So why do you put that expectation on Titus? This is a new lesson for him. You see, you've gone there. You've heard the word. You know what God's asking of you. But yet we choose not to pray on it. When we find ourselves in weary times during these holiday seasons, during Christmas and Thanksgiving, Go pray. Just go pray. Stop talking to your friend on the phone. Stop calling everybody around the world to get someone to get on your side. To justify your heart and your actions. I'm speaking to myself, because we all do it. God says, knock it off and pray. And those prayers can be long, drawn-out prayers. However you pray, God wants to hear you pray. If you're Lupe de la Hoya, you're going to go intercede and you're going to just lock yourself in and you're going to pray heaven down. But if you're me, you're going to be like, Lord, help my evil heart. Because I want to love when I don't feel like loving. And I don't want to judge because I know I'm judging. So forgive me, Lord. You see, whatever your prayer looks like, he wants to hear it. Whatever our prayers are, he wants us to go to him first during this holiday season. When you have someone coming over to your house and they're unsaved, remember, don't have high expectations of them. Know what you're getting into. But listen to me, baby girls. Be crazy people for Jesus. Get some oil and anoint those doors as they pass through your doors. Pray over your household before they walk in. Ask for the presence of God to be on your driveway before they pull up. You say, well, I'm not going to have people over at my house. Well, then guess what? You carry Jesus wherever you go. So pray before you go. Pray in the Spirit. Pray by yourself. Just get with God and commit the day to him. Commit the season to him. Choose to carry joy everywhere you go and choose to pray without ceasing. In Colossians 4:2, it says, devote yourselves to prayer. Listen to this. With an alert mind and a thankful heart. When you pray, you are taking yourself into a new dimension. You will begin to see things on God's level instead of your human eyes, and your human spirit man will not be able to pick up on that. But when you bring Jesus into the realm, when you invite him in to be a part of what's happening in your circumstance, when you bring him into your home, all of a sudden, Jesus will come on the scene with you. And it becomes a three-dimensional experience. People will feel him. They will know him. You will say things and they're like, whoa, what was that? I've never heard anybody. Especially nowadays, listen to me. Do not turn on the news. Do not entertain the foolishness of this world. You set yourself apart. They're going to come in sad and they're going to have their stories about what happened with whatever, with the elections and all the other things. Listen to me. You say, oh, I don't know, but we're going to have fun today. And Jesus is in this house, and so let's enjoy each other. And so we're not going to be sad during this, and we're not going to... You see, you change the atmosphere, ladies. And you do that because you're filled up in your spirit, man. You filled your tank up, and it's full, and it's ready. And what's going to pour out of you is the prayers that you prayed and the encouragement that the Lord spoke to your heart before you got there or before they came. You see, this is our guide. God wants us to continually pray, to be alert in our mind and thankful in our heart. Prayer and thanksgiving always go hand in hand. Don't ever go to God with just your requests. Start out with a thankful thought. Lord, thank you that today I'm breathing. Lord, thank you that today I have family. They might drive me nuts, but I have them. And you gave them to me. And so I choose, because I love you, to love them big. And I choose to forgive their faults because I have my own faults. And I choose, God, to be just to let you in and to do what you need to do. That's what God is asking of us, to pray without ceasing, to never stop praying. Be in constant communication with him throughout these holiday seasons. So this is what we're going to do. I want you guys to turn around, and I want you guys to pray as a table, hold hands. And you're going to pray for Thanksgiving and Christmas in your world, okay? So just the table leader, go ahead and pray. And pray over every home, pray over the families, pray over divine appointments, pray over just blessing and favor to pour out on the families. Okay, beautiful. Lord, we just ask for a gift of faith during this holiday season as well. That, Lord, that you would help us to impart faith into the hearts of the people that we get to host, or the people that we get to go to and be blessed by their hosting. And Lord, we pray, God, that you would use us to be your voice, your hands, and your feet, Lord, and that we would carry you, God, and that we would shine so bright that all men would see your goodness during Thanksgiving and Christmas, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, last part of the verse, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. It says, be thankful in all circumstances. I can hear you now. That's easy for you to say. But you know what? All of us in our own ways have hard days. All of us in our own world have heartbreaking moments. All of us in our own world have tragedy that comes one way or another. Sadness and grief and brokenness. Things that seem impossible. But when we link our faith up with our prayers, when we link our faith up with our joy of God, they are possible. You see, God is saying to be thankful in all those circumstances. I'll tell you a story. About a week ago, I was running the kids to school in the morning, and I got all the mail on the counter, and I started looking through the mail, and it just was Jessica Roth, like one after the other. And I'm like, what is all this mail? I started opening them up, and they were credit cards with like big, I guess I have good credit, because they like were just large amounts that I could use. And I'm like, looking at Dan going, I promise I did not open any of these credit cards. And I realized at that moment my identity was stolen. And I had to take the kids to school, so I couldn't even call, because I'm like, they're going to be late for school, like freaking out, you know. And I'm like, we have to make a police report. And you know, the panic set in. And all of a sudden I felt the Holy Spirit go, stop it, as I'm driving to school. Stop it. You just deal with it as it comes. Do not freak out. Okay. All right. So I get the kids to school. I come home. Dan's like, I already filled out the police report. It's already happening. You start calling on the cards. We'll call, you know, the credit bureaus, the IRS, all of it, because they can steal your taxes, FYI, just so if you don't know that. If they have your identity, they can apply for your taxes before you do, and they get it. And all of these things started going through my head. And every time I started being on the phone for hours at a time, the Lord would just give me a pleasurable person to talk to on the other end. Someone who was kind and someone who understood and walked me through the process and took me to the next step. And every time I got off the phone, I was like, wow, thanks, God. I'm not irritated. I'm not frustrated. And as that day went on, it was Pastor Dan's birthday, remember, a few weeks ago. Well, he got money for his birthday because the boy needs clothes. And so he was like, can we rush, just rush and go to the store really quick before we have to pick the kids up from school? It's our day off. And I said, sure, we have 1 hour. So this is speed shopping, honey. Let me show you how to do this, okay? And we're there, and I'm flipping through racks, like speedingly flipping through racks, like hurry up, get him something before the kids get out. It's like this panic mode, because you know you do not bring children to a shopping center. It's horrible. So I'm flipping through, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you know, I let this happen. And I went, what? And he goes, and you took it really well. And I go, well, thanks. I go, but why did you let this happen? He goes, because this person needs to know salvation. And I knew if I asked you to pray for them, that you would pray for them. Right there in the store, I just stopped. I said, Lord, I ask whoever this person is that they would know your name, that they would come to know you, Lord, and I forgive them and I release them. And I began to just feel the joy of the Lord on this person's life, not on mine, but on theirs. And he said, whatever they've taken from you, don't you worry, I'll restore everything back. But now I want you to continue to pray for them. And you know, he said this to me, he said, because I can trust you with that, I know that you'll do it. And every day I've prayed for that person. Every time I'm on the phone, I'm like, Lord, I will not get mad at them. I just pray for them. They will come to know you one day. One day they will know you. The person lives in our area. I do have half of their phone number. So they might have come to the Rock Church. But you know what? I hope they come and get saved in the altars. I would be the first to give them a hug and say, you know what? It's okay. I know I hate you. I'm not mad at you. You didn't steal anything from me. Because all of it's, seriously, it's just materialistic things, guys. It's just stuff. But when I have a God in heaven who's so amazing, when our circumstances want to steal our joy in the moments of our pleasure, when they want to steal the goodness from something that can be so good, don't let it. Don't let it. Let's be thankful in every single circumstance. You know what my prayer is now? Thank you, Lord, that you can trust me with that. And that you know that no matter what happens, I know you've got my back, God. And I'm not concerned about anything. And you see, that is what God is asking us as his daughters during this holiday season. That when someone wrongs you, you pray for them. That when things are too big and the circumstances are overwhelming and the family drama and the relationships, you don't know how they're going to work. Listen, he never asked you to fix it. He asked you to pray about it and thank him for the recovery of it. This is what I'm going to do. You guys all got these little cards on your table, okay? This is going to be a personal moment for you. If you did not get them, raise your hand. Oh, they didn't get them, guys. Ushers, keep your hands up so you guys can get them. If you guys need pins, share pins. Can you guys share pins? Or if you need pins, raise your hand because they can walk around with some extra pins. And this is rewriting the story. Be thankful in all circumstances. Really, God? You want me to be thankful in all of these circumstances? Yes, he's asking that. And it says, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. His will is for you to be thankful in the hard times, to find your joy and to be a prayer warrior. So, I want you to personally think about something, a circumstance, an issue, a relationship, something that has really irked you and stolen your time lately. And I want you to rewrite the ending of that story. You say, what does that mean? It means this is a faith ending. You may not see it. It hasn't happened yet. You don't know when it's going to come, but you write. So if it's a loved one who has done wrong to you and who just doesn't get you and you guys just don't get along, but they need to hear the voice of God, then you pray, we're going to be friends again. We're going to love each other again. We're going to serve God together and we're going to praise God's name to the ends of the earth. You write the faith prayer. Maybe it's a child who's been wayward and hasn't served God. My son or my daughter will come to know his name. They will make his name famous with their testimony, and the goodness of God will reign in their hearts forever and ever and ever, and we will be in heaven for eternity together. You see, it's a faith. Rewrite the story of the circumstance the enemy's been putting in front of you and lying to you about. Go ahead and take a moment. If you need a card or a pen, just keep your hand up. I cannot tell you how many miracles are written down right now. How many faith confessions have been written today? And the Lord is saying to you, he sees them and he hears them and he will answer them. But daughter, choose joy when you don't see it happening right away. Continue to pray in faith when you don't see it, when you don't hear it, and when the enemy attacks. And be in thankful heart and mind in the hard circumstances. Lord, we lift up the ends of these stories, the rewriting, God, and the faith confessions and the things, God, that we so need for you to show up on the scene for, God. Lord, I pray over every miracle in this room and every desire, God, and every relationship and every foul thing the enemy has put in front of us, God, to discourage. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus for salvation, the miracle of salvation to sweep through everybody here. We ask for the miracle of healing to sweep through this room, that people will live and they will not die. They will live long, full lives, God, lives to tell your testimony and to speak your greatness. Lord, we pray for healing in marriages with children. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for courage when they feel weak. God, we ask for new capacity and new boundaries and new borders. God, we ask, God, for new things to come into our world, God. Take us to new levels as your girls, Lord. Lord, we ask, God, for greater. God, we ask for bigger, God. We ask for more of you. And Lord, this Thanksgiving season, we just want more of you. So God, we just ask that you would touch and anoint every story written right now. And God, that your hand would be in every prayer, in every faith confession. And Lord, we step up as your daughters to do your will and your way, to love big these holiday seasons, to keep our heart right on your path that you've asked us to be on. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.